Exclusive. GOP Mo-Senate candidate Eric Greitens. Reno's Trying to Stop America First Movement. By Nick Gilbertson on June 25, 2022. U.S. Senate candidate and former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, R., appeared on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday and spoke about his recent campaign ad that metaphorically talks about hunting Renos, or Republicans in name only. The ad sent establishment Republicans and liberals into a tizzy. The America First candidate also detailed how Renos have launched an all-out attack, along with leftist and establishment media, against his campaign in an effort to preserve the status quo in Washington, D.C. While speaking with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, Greitens highlighted that the Renos have failed America, adding, "You and I have talked about this, Matt. It's not just the left with their tyranny and their crazy ideas and their attacks on the country that have put us in crisis. And it's not just the mainstream media and their lies. It's also Renos because of their corruption and their cowardice that have created this crisis. Renos who stabbed President Trump in the back, Renos who stabbed the American people in the back, Renos who failed on election integrity, Renos who failed to pass a border wall, Renos who supported Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion Green New Deal, and Renos just this past week who sold out America on the Second Amendment. People are sick of Renos." The former governor then addressed his campaign ad in which he says, "Today, we're going Reno hunting," adding that the Reno feeds on corruption and is marked by the stripes of cowardice. The ad was blacklisted by big tech, including Facebook and Twitter, as Breitbart News reported. Greitens told Boyle Saturday, "First of all, everybody in Missouri we've heard from and from the millions of people. We know that it's at least 5 million people around the country who have watched it despite big tech censorship of the video. Patriots around the country are loving it because we're making a very clear message that we do need to take on Renos. And we talk about their corruption, we talk about their cowardice. And absolutely we have also upset the left." He then emphasized the pride he feels over the enemies he has made, including establishment staples like Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and longtime Republican strategist Karl Rove, in addition to far-left activists and organizations, as well as media outlets. "I'm honored by the fact that I've had George Soros come after me, that I have had the Satanic Temple sue me, Karl Rove, Mitch McConnell, CNN, The New York Times, all of the mainstream media because I'm a MAGA champion. I'm the America First champion, and that of course is also why we're winning this U.S. Senate race here in Missouri." Establishment Republicans recently forged a political action committee called Show Me Values, which is being funded by Missouri establishment conservatives as well as Rex Sinquefield, who Greitens previously noted has been an ardent supporter of Mitch McConnell. He explained that the new anti-Greitens group is run by Renos and allies to Mitch McConnell, dubbing the crusade a Missouri version of the Lincoln Project. The America First candidate added, "Rex Sinquefield is funding this disgusting group. He's one of McConnell's biggest donors, and it's important to note that Rex has ties, big ties to Communist China, through his former company Dimensional Fund Advisors. They're responsible for IP thefts, stealing American jobs, funding the Chinese Communist military." Boyle pointed out that John Wood, the lead quote-unquote investigator, and I say quote-unquote because there's no real investigation happening, for the January 6th committee, is apparently leaving his position and is considering an independent run for U.S. Senate in Missouri. "They're so terrified of Governor Greitens, they can't let him become senator. It reminds me so much of Evan McMullen." Right, Evan McMullen, the never-Trumper when he ran against Trump in 2016, Boyle added. He also likened the crusade against Greitens to the smear campaign against Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his confirmation hearings. Greitens responded, "Exactly, just look, one of the reasons why they come after me, Matt, is because they know that in the United States Senate I'm going to be President Trump's biggest champion. They know that I'm going to be the biggest champion for the MAGA movement. I'm going to be the biggest champion for America First, and that's why they are so desperate to stop me. That's why McConnell is coming after me, that's why Karl Rove is coming after me. That's why all of the Renos in Missouri are coming after me. Because they want to stop me, and they are also really trying to stop President Trump and the America First movement. These Renos have been fighting against President Trump since the moment he got into the race." Greitens also touched on the America First GOP Senate candidates, like J.D. Vance in Ohio, Katie Britt in Alabama, and Adam Laxalt in Nevada, who have secured their nominations and look to shake up the status quo of the Washington swamp should they win their general elections. Look, courage is contagious, and you're going to have a new group of fired-up Trump-endorsed America First senators who are going to be there to pursue the MAGA agenda, who are going to be there to fight for the American people, he said. They're not after me, they're not after President Trump. In reality, they're after the American people. I'm just in the way, President Trump is in the way.